With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time to pull federal funding from universities that are allowing the intimidation of Jewish students on campus and to pull student visas from foreign students who are leading the anti-Semitic demonstrations.
You don't have a right to be here and to do this, but Jewish students have a right to be able to peacefully attend classes. They're trying to get an education, and this is just madness.
Johnson this week called for the resignation of Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq for allowing anti-Semitic demonstrations on campus. Retired Navy Admiral James Stavridis predicts some big changes in Ukraine's favor over the next year, thanks to all the military hardware provided by the just-passed Ukraine aid bill.
Much more ammunition, and that's going to ramp up as the year goes on. F-16s will be operating in numbers, probably 45 of them by that time.
Admiral Stavridis tells the Salem Radio Networks that Ukraine's new weapons will not only help stop the Russian advance in the short run, but may also force Vladimir Putin to the bargaining table. Stavridis was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Express has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, and the fashion retailer is seeking to sell the majority of its stores. More on that from correspondent Jeremy House.
Columbus, Ohio-based Express is also the parent of Bon Bons and Upwest Brands. It said it planned to close 95 of its Express stores and all its Upwest stores. Express also said it received a non-binding letter of intent from a group led by WHB Global to potentially purchase the majority of its stores and operations.
That report from correspondent Jeremy House, Express said it had filed for Chapter 11 protection to facilitate the proposed transaction. This is SRN News. The center of global Christianity has shifted. Here's Michael Harrington.
Sociologist Dr. Gina Zerlo, who specializes in the study of religious demographics, says 44% of the world's Christians now reside in Africa. A century ago, 82% of believers lived in the global north. That's Europe, the U.S., and Canada. Today, 67% of them live in the global south, which includes Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Dr. Zerlo presented her findings to the recent gathering of the Global Christian Forum. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lot of Americans are embracing astrology. A new Harris poll finds more than 6 in 10 people say astrology provides comfort in uncertain times by serving as a reassuring friend for those seeking guidance. Majorities of poll respondents say they have consulted or would consult the stars for self-care or health advice and relationship advice. This is SRN News. A freight train derailment is causing transportation headaches in the Southwest.
A freight train derailment and fire has forced the closure of key east-west Interstate 40 near the Arizona-New Mexico state line. No injuries were immediately reported Friday following the midday train wreck east of Hauk, Arizona. BNSF Railway spokesperson Lena Kent confirmed the derailment and said there were no injuries to the crew. New Mexico State Police and the Arizona Department of Public Safety closed Interstate 40 in both directions with no estimated time for the road to reopen. New Mexico State Police say the train was hauling gasoline and propane, which caught fire. Keith Peters reporting.
Agriculture officials say poultry producers will soon be required to bring salmonella levels in certain chicken products to very low levels. The new rules are set to take effect in 2025. More details at srnnews.com.